KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. This is Thursday night, and WG4MC, Mr. Matt, had a kidney stone taken care of, and he asked me if I would pick the net up for him tonight, so that's the reason you're hearing me again tonight. So I'll recognize WG4MC as Mr. Matt via telephone relay, and my sweet bride, K3JOY, she's in the other room watching some TV tonight. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. I won't go on the swap net tonight, so be around for the rag chew tonight. Had quite a few folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater. We'll run through those, and then we'll go on to the Echo Link stations. KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, his sweet bride, KA4JCA, Miss Sally, and their daughter, KA4ACL, Miss Ashley. And Richard brings along K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club down in Simpsonville. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. And K4XMR, Verity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andy in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's another Andy, he's up on Table Rock. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, and her husband Mark, W2MJB, they're down in Simpsonville. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And N4ASW, Mr. Tony up in Asheville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim down in Pelzer. And KA2AXQ, that's Ken over in Pickens. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid up here in Fletcher. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt over there in Inman. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill over in Anderson. And KI4MRA, that's Mr. Fred, he's over in StarTech. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's in Liberty. And K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland, he's over in Pickens. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater. We got you all in the log, and thanks for being with us tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. All righty, let's go over to the Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, WB3, Lima, Foxtrot Golf, Norman, Oklahoma, and we're going to stay around for the rag chew.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit. Mark me in and out tonight, Gary, and give my best to your lovely bride, and I'll say 73s, and I'm back on out of here. KN4RJ and clear.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB3LFG, Master J over there in Norman, Oklahoma. with us tonight. Jay, be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KN4R John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight there, John. And John, I just let you know your audio went down in the gutter there on your last, on the end of your transmission. But we got you in the log, and I think you said you'd be in and out tonight. You take care up there in Brown Summit. Additional Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS. This is Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo over in Clemson.
I'd like to say good evening to KG4MUK, Mr. Wayne. He's over in Clemson. You've been with us tonight, Wayne. Hope you're doing well. A couple more Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu, Chan and Easley, and I have an announcement for the club.
GHRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4WWZ, that's Mr. Chan over here in Easley, with an announcement. Be back to you in a minute to get that announcement there, Chandler. And WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael and Central. It's going to be negative and negative.
And this KI4DOS. And I'd like to say good evening to K4AFT, Mr. Michael, down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Got you in the log. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight. All right, that's all the Echo Link stations I got up now. I had a couple that came up and then they dropped out. So we'll go up here to KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler, up there over here in Easley. Chandler, go ahead with your announcement.
Thank you, Gary, and also thank you for calling in there. Sorry I wasn't as formal tonight. But anyway, if there are any club members that are interested or that plan on going to the Shelby Ham Fest, if you would like the caravan, please meet me in Leroy, KA5WLL, at the Red Cross Building in Greenville, where we take the ham radio test exams at 0800 hours on Saturday morning. That way, if, you know, we could set up the ride and somebody who has a big rooming vehicle, save us all some gas. We could caravan up there together as a club. KO4WWZ, back in net control. And if anyone has any questions, contact me at Leroy, and we'll be glad to help you.
All righty, Chandler. You and Leroy and whoever else is going to meet at the Red Cross Building at 8 o'clock Saturday morning and try to get a bunch of people that want the caravan or carpool up to Shelby to the Ham Fest. Does anyone need any feels on Chandler's announcement? You got it, Chandler. Hope you have a good group show up over there and all of you go together. That's always a lot of fun. But thanks for the announcement there, Chandler. You want to put a number on that so I can count it as a piece of traffic?
Oh, Lord. I've never done that before. Can you explain? I have no clue what you mean.
Okay, Chandler. If you want to make an announcement and you want it counted as a piece of traffic on the net, that would be, well, like my net report's number 38 tonight, but your number could be 1 or any number you choose. You just put a number on it, and that way we can count the announcement as a piece of traffic for the traffic count on the net.
Roger that. Go ahead with the number one. And thank you, Gary. I appreciate you allowing me to make that announcement.
We got your, we copy your number one routine for tonight and got your announcement in there. That's all the Echolink stations I got right now, so we'll go up to the RF check-ins and the, for Thursday night, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert, at his usual perch, burning fossil fuel to stay full power, and I got a couple of little announcements for later on. 73s to the rest of you.
KI-4-DOS. Check in KO4QLT. This is Chris in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative once again.
KOS. Check in KJ4TIQ, Philip of Easley. In and out tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there at his favorite parking spot in Clinton. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Be back to you in just a little bit. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KJ4TIQ, that's my neighbor Philip over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Philip. Hope you're doing well. Hope all is well with you. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Slide on up to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Control. This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray. Joe, up here in his usual spot, not pissed this evening. Hope everybody's doing well. 73's on the net. I'll be negative and negative. Back to net control. Thanks for calling net, Gary.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango. KO4. YKT, Mark and Inman. I am negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KE0UUX. Mr. Joe up there at Mount Pisgah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And KO4YKT, Mr. Mark over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative. Hotel Yankee, Jim in Greenville, negative, negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Had you up on Echolink and you dropped out. I'm glad you came back on RF. But we got you in the log there, young man. Do appreciate you being with us. Let's see here. Let's move on up now to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for picking up the net tonight. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Tonight again, Gary. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Negative and negative.
DOS. Check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had a train wreck right there at the very start. I'll read what I got, and then the one that I missed, you come back and give me your call and name and all that good stuff. Like to say good evening to KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Don't get to hear you check in as often. Well, you don't ever get checking with me. Lorena always checks y'all in, but y'all take care down there. Hope everything's going well. Also like to say good evening to KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And KN4CHY. That's Mr. Keith. He's down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry. He's in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And W4CWF, Mr. Colin, up there in Mill Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. That was me that caused the train wreck. Sorry about that. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. And Dave, as it worked out with the train wreck, you made number 50 on my log tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And y'all take care and have a great evening, what's left of it. We'll move on up now to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Harry waiting on Patrick up there tonight. E through H, Echo Through Hotel, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
We're HKX. Hey, Jerry. Sorry, I'm messed up here. This is Patrick in Penrose. If you don't mind, please check me in and out tonight.
Say good evening to KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Man, Harry must be taking him a nap up there. He didn't check in yet. We'll give him one more opportunity. Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
K2HME Dwayne in Korea.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K2HME, Mr. Dwayne over there in Greer. Did I get that right, Dwayne?
I'm over here in Korea near White Bridge Road.
All righty, I got that corrected. You are in Berea. I don't know how I got Greer out of that. But we got it corrected there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. That's the first time that I've checked you into the net. But that just means that's the only time that I've checked you in. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Different net controller. Normally, I call the net on Wednesday nights, but... Matt, WG4MC, had a kidney stone taken care of today, and he called me and asked me if I would pick the net up for him. So he's not feeling the best in the world. But anyway, come back as often as you can there. Let's move up to the next group, which is India through Lima. Hi through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Keep checking it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG-4-JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you and all on the net. 73.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be looking for you guys at the Hamfest on Saturday. I'll be negative and negative, and 73s for each one of you.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And James, according to the weather, you better take an umbrella or your raincoat. Looks like it might be a little damp up there this year. But it's rained in the past, and it'll rain again in the future. So maybe it'll cool things down a little bit. But you have a good time up there at Hamfest in Shelby. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Hey, thank you for picking it up this evening. Matt, if you're listening, we're thinking about you, son. You take good care and come back soon. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4-JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4-MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move up to the patient group on a Thursday night, the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. N4. NLR. November 4. Nothing like radio. Name here is Jim. Juliet, India, Mike. Of course, my location is still in Greenville, South Carolina. Should be now, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody over there. N4NR.
DOS.
Please
check in.
My name is Brad. I'm in Pima by Gary. You know exactly where I am. 70, Gary. Destroyed all the
decks. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N4NLR, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile down there in Piedmont on his way to work tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Hope you get a long weekend and you don't have to make the drive in, and you can do what you want to for a couple of days. But you don't work too hard tonight. Be careful out there on the mobile, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Hello, Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4-NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4-RYP. Her name is Anna. Anna has no... Anna's in and out. I have no traffic, Gary. Thank you for calling the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4NUE, Mr. Chad. And his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. They're both over in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations, let's try it all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
4 DOS. Whiskey 4, Bravo Foxtrot Alpha Pat, north of Traverse Rest. Good evening, Gary.
Like to say good evening to W4BFA, Mr. Pat, north of Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you've been doing good. Did you get all your stuff done up there? The last time I was up there, that you were having worked up? You had your contractors up there doing a bunch. Did you get it all finished up?
No, I really didn't. But I got a lot of stuff done, and I got a lot of gardening done. But the main thing I wanted to do, as you remember, do not have that big antenna up on the hillside. But I've been still working on how I'm going to get it all connected up and have a feed line run down the hill to the house and all that, but eventually I'm sure I will get it all done. How's everything with your house?
Good over here, Pat. Can't complain about anything. And if you still got my phone number, give me a call sometime and we'll get up there and see if we can help you get that antenna on up in the air. Won't be a problem with that, over.
Your number still, and I'd like to do that, and we'll work it all out one of these days. Thinking about being able to reach out, and touch everybody with the bands on the HF bands is exciting, you know. So I'm looking forward to that.
You'll take care of it one of these days when you get ready. And like I said, just give me a call when you get ready, and we'll do it that way.
Sure. W4BFA.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the Reg 2 portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First one I got up on the Reg 2 list tonight is WB3FLG. Mr. J out there in Norman, Oklahoma. Jay, how's the weather holding up?
Tim. All right, Gary, KI4DOS, WB3 Lima Foxtrot Golf, Norman, Oklahoma. Yeah, we're a little drizzly right now, but the weather is supposed to clear up, and we're actually sitting at 71 degrees right now, which is kind of freaky, because it usually goes up to over 100 during the day. We're going to crack. That's what's going to happen down here. But anyway, my heart goes out to Matt. I know what he's going through with the kidneys. I've had two kidney surgeries. And the last one was just last year. And if he had done what I think he had done, he ain't going to be a happy camper for a little while. But just wish him the best for me. Tonight, we're just sitting around, and for some reason, 17 meters had a little short burst of opening. And if anybody knows my antenna array, if you look at my page up on QRZ, I just took down, I don't know, 7 Japanese stations and one that I'll be damned if I can pronounce the name. Maybe one of you guys can help me out. It was Papa Zulu 5 Romeo Alpha. Papa Zulu 5 Romeo Alpha. He's down South America, and I very rarely work down that way. And it's a good thing I did, because now he added another country to me, so I'm just 50 shy of a DXCC. And we also are still working on our antenna traps, got all our parts in finally. And it's just too plumb dumb tired to pull out the drill and start drilling. So that's going to be a project for either tomorrow or the weekend. And that's about it from Norman, Oklahoma. I know one thing, I was out looking for fried pies today. I don't know if you guys know what those are up there, but it seems to be a big treat down here. I've never heard of them. but I'm like, it's a big thing, but the weather was lousy, so I didn't go out looking today. Anyway, so back to you, Net Control, KI4, Disk Operating System. That's a new one, Gary. WB3, Lima, Foxtrot, Golf.
Well, I'll tell you, Jay, it sounds like you had a good day. It's sitting here right now. It is 74 degrees here at my house. What it is other places, I don't know, but that's here at my house with my weather station. We've had a beautiful day here today, but it's supposed to cloud up and start raining over the weekend, so we'll have to wait and see. I guess maybe it's coming from your way out there towards us to give us a little weather. I pulled up that PZ5RA station, and I can't pronounce that either. So maybe if we got some of these folks that's got DXCC and some of that stuff, you know, that do a whole lot of HF contesting type work, they could look that up and come back and see if we can pronounce that. But I'm glad you made the contact. That's always good. I looked your call up and saw your antenna array. That's pretty neat. I'll send you a picture of mine. I don't have it on the web page yet for QRZ or anything like that. But I've got up two HF antennas. One is a super loop. It's a delta loop antenna. And the other one is a N-fed 8010. And it's 137 feet long, something like that. And I broke it down, and in the middle of it, I wound a 49-to-1 balun or transformer, or whatever you want to call it. Some people call it an un-un, but anyway, I wound it and then stretched my wire out, and then I broke it in the middle and put an insulator in the middle of it out about 67 feet, something like that. And put a 500 picofarad capacitor across it, across the insulator, and that isolates the 80 meter part from the 40 meter part, and it works real well, and I don't have to use a tuner with it.
Well, that's excellent. That's excellent. Yeah, I know these traps that I'm trying to build. Well, I'll build them. These guys in England, there are two guys. I was contemplating, how do I build a trap? What is a trap? How does a trap work? Oh, God, I have to find a capacitor. Do this, do that. Oh, you can make a coax trap. Then I watch guys try to make coax traps and stumble their fingers going crazy. But these two guys in England, you make a coil, you hang 12 inches of coax off of it in parallel with it. That's the capacitor. And you tune it, you just clip the coax. I says, duh, that's got to work. So, and I bought myself an antenna analyzer. It's little mini jobs, and it works very well. So I'm going to convert it to a grid meter and get the resonant frequency. Now, the antennas that I have up in the room, that was a 20-meter, a 6-meter, and a 15, I think, or 30-meter antenna that you saw. There's actually only one right now. I had a little problem. They changed the air conditioner in the apartment, and I didn't get a chance to run over fast and put a ferrite bead on the cable going to the thermometer or the thermostat. So if I run 20 meters at my full power, which is only about 40 watts right now, right below the thermostat. So, oh well, hey, at least I'm not setting off the smoke detectors anymore. That was another treat. Anyway, so, you know, I make the little radio room like in Hogan's Heroes on television. I make them look good. You know, one of these days I'll get into the right environment and somebody will feel sorry for me and say, hey, do you want to move? I'll say, yep. But that's it. I mean, I really enjoy ham radio. I can't do too much sideband because when I talk, the lights kind of like go along with my voice and everybody starts to wonder. Can't have that. And RIDI's a little bit too much. I can't type. PSK31, yes. Yeah. Slow scan, I was actually sending some pictures back and forth at 30 watts on 20 meters to a guy over in Arizona. So that worked out. Anyway, so we're trying to stay busy with ham radio. It kills the monotony after being retired for 3 years and being sick for half of that. So I'm hopefully I'm back to normal. Well, never back to normal, but you know how that goes. Anyway, KI4DOS, WB3LFG, Norman.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with WB3LFG, Mr. Jay out in Norman, Oklahoma. Well, Jay, I have been retired this December will be 6 years, so I know what you're talking about. And I sometimes wonder how in the world I had time to go to work, all the stuff that I've let go around the house and getting caught up and that sort of thing. But it does get better. You kind of get in a routine and get things settled down the way you want them, and you can go and do what you want to do and get everything done. But you don't have to worry about getting everything done right now, which is a good thing. But I'm glad you're not setting off the smoke detectors or making your neighbor's lights flicker. That's always a good thing. Matter of fact, when I put up my tower and put up my wire antennas, I went around to my neighbors in the neighborhood here. And I told them, I said, you probably won't have any problem, but if you are watching TV and you see these squirty little lines and this sort of thing happens, or your telephone goes crazy, I said, let me know and I'll take care of it. And nobody had said anything, so I guess I'm good to go. You said you got you a antenna analyzer. I have one as well, but I also have an old-fashioned grid dip meter. And that's what I use to tune my antennas with, is the grid dip meter. It takes a little more time, and it's a little more aggravating, but it works real well in the long run.
Not kidding. KI4DOSWB3LFG. Yeah, I was going out of my mind. That's what I wanted, and that's what I was used to, little Ico grid dip meter. I didn't care. But what I did was I went up on Amazon, and I found this, what's the other thing you have trouble with when you get older? Standing up. Let me get it here. It's made by, it's called a Nano VNA, a very tiny handheld vector network analyzer, and that's what they call it. And it works very well. I was very surprised. It uses all SNA connectors on it, so I have to be very, very careful, because my hands are a little big, and it's like, oh, crap. So, but like I say, it works out very well. And so that's my next project, is to get a single antenna. Now, if I get good enough at the traps, I'm going to go nuts. I'm going to probably make one that goes 6, 10, 12, 15. Yeah, you know how it goes. I go a little overboard every once in a while. But right now, I just want to make it for 20 meters, not 20 meters, but, 15 and 17. I screwed up the other day. I wanted to make it a 17-meter antenna, but I screwed up and I accidentally cut it for 16 meters, which means I can use it on both bands, above and below, at a 2.5 to 1 SWR. And I'm going, this ain't bad. So that's where it is right now. And I'm really working the world with it, so I'm afraid to touch it. But you got to do this. But I mean, but where I live, though, I'm on a second floor. There's a building above me, a floor above me, below me. Now we both have these great big square metal bed frames, and I'm guessing the spacing. And I'm just wondering, cause I want to go up to the guy above me with my grid dip meter and signal analyzer and put it on his bed frame and see if he's getting any RF, because I'm wondering if I'm actually tuning something in here besides just the antenna. Go ahead.
Well, it could have something coupling in there. I don't know. I have not had that problem. I'll put it that way. So I really don't know. You were talking about multibands. I put up a Mosley TA-33 beam antenna and added a second driver. It was a three element, covered 10, 15, and 20 meters. I put a second driver on it with a spreader kit, and I put the 40 meter add-on kit, so now the beam covers 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, and 40. and it works real well, and the highest SWR I've got on it is about a 1.5. And but it took a while. I had a real good friend of mine come over, and he helped me with it. And we took a couple of the traps apart that they weren't tuning properly, and they've got a little plastic insert in there that the trap is wound around, you know, the coals in there, and one of them was, well, two of them was cracked, and it spread it apart, and it changed everything on it. And so I got some new plastic pieces and rewound those coals, and everything works fine now. So antenna work is a lot of fun, and it can make you want to pull your hair out sometimes, though.
Yeah, but it's what ham radio is about, experimenting. Just watch out for those RF burns. Ay, they sting. But yeah, no, we used to have a TA-33. My dad, he's since passed. He, back in 68, he was a ham operator before that. And he actually encouraged me, so I started in 1968 doing all kinds of wacky stuff. And kept going. I made a bet with him. He had an eight watt Gonsa communicator on 2 meters, and we lived in Connecticut. He had an 11 element 2 meter beam. And I said, "You talk out of the state, I'll go for a ham ticket." Sure enough, 2 meters had a band opening. He talked out down into Pennsylvania on 8 watts AM, and the rest is history. But I've done a lot of wacky things, and took a lot of old surplus, got him to work, and always kept busy. Always kept busy. Except now, it's kind of hard to do this. I don't have my workshop anymore, if you know what I mean. But now my next thing now is these traps, and my next thing also is working FT8. I already have my WAS. I think it took me 2 weeks. it's very easy. But I got the worked all continents already. That was rough. But the next bunch of countries is going to be really rough with this antenna that I have. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I just might elevate myself to a whole maybe 50 watts. Right now I'm running 36 watts into that contraption, and it seems to work. But nobody knows why. But I always did the same thing. Somebody once told me, if you can hear them, you can work them. But and that's what I do. But so just one last thing. We used to have a butternut beam, and I used to run a lot of slow scan television. And my dad had a SB linear, of course. And one night I'm talking to a guy in India on 10 meters, and we had a little trouble talking to each other, so I fired up the linear. My dad takes out the garbage and comes back in and says, "What's this stuff on the ground?" I melted the butternut. We overheated the butternut beam, and out came all the wax. But they sent us new traps, and we put it back in. So everything's like live and learn. And then mobile, oh my God, no, I could talk for hours. So, but I don't want to hold up the repeater. anyway, back to you, Net Control Gary, KI4DOS WB3LFG.
Alrighty, Jay. Ham radio is a lot of fun, and as my one of my Elmers used to tell me, you got an antenna in the air. If it radiates, it's an antenna. If it does not radiate, it's a bird perch. So evidently, you've got pretty good antennas up there getting out in medium power. A lot of people would call that QRP. You know, running 30-something watts. When you got these other folks out there running 15 or better. But I found that, you know, if I can hear them, I can work them normally with 100 watts. If there's a pile up, it'll take me a little while longer. But sooner or later, there'll be a break in there, and I'll finally make the contact. But it's always a lot of fun, and I enjoy it, and I know you do. From the way you talk, and as long as you've been in it, and I wish you a lot of success with your countries that you're working on. Hope you get them all, and hope everything goes well. And just remember my call. The easiest way to remember it is Kilo India 4 Donkey on Skates.
Hey, that's an alternative. My original call used to be WN1IQC. We had all kinds of acronyms for that, some of which I can't really repeat right now, but never hard to remember. My dad was WA1GNA, novice, and he made it up to extra class, KT3K. When he passed away, I wanted his call. I couldn't get the extra class, and somebody down in Kentucky who works in emergency management scoffed up his call because it was easy to send in CW, and I said, that's fine, because I hate CW for the time being. But, you know, it would have been nice if I could have grabbed his call, but that's all right. My call is kind of unique. I look at it this way, Gary. I hold a class license that nobody can ever get anymore. It's an advanced class, so that's, you know, I'm unique in that respect. So anyway, let's pass it around a little bit here. I've been jawing so much, I assume the guys in Echolink have been dropping out. They're probably telling me, shut up. KI4DOS, WB3LFG, Norman.
Well, you take care out there in Norman, Oklahoma. I got a couple more rag tours here, and then I'll catch up with them, and then we'll go see what else goes on this evening. But you have a wonderful day, what's left of it. Enjoy the little drizzle and the cooler temperatures, because it probably won't stay that way. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, it will change. You take care, and we'll say 73. Enjoyed it there, young man. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. We're hearing you on Thursday night. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray KO4ZYX. This is Daniel. I'll let Tom slip away from me. I'm on the HD in Woodruff, negative, negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KO4ZYX. Mr. Daniel on the HT down there in Woodruff. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're doing well, and that HT doing you a good job. Got just a little bit of white noise on you, but you are perfectly readable on an HT from Woodruff. So that's saying a whole lot there, buddy. Appreciate you being here, and you take care. Next up on the RAG-Q list is Mr. Robert, KD4SRR, down there in his favorite parking spot. With the motor running, or may not have it running, but it might have to crank it up. Robert, what have you been up to today?
Well, I'll tell you what it did. And by the way, thanks a lot. I really enjoyed the fella from Norman, Oklahoma. I just can see them dancing cowboys and cowgirls out there. And, oh, wait a minute, that was a Broadway musical. Anyway, we appreciate what he was talking about. Really enjoyed it. Today, for me, well, I got the cheap quarter-inch mic in for my Tintec. It looks like it'll hold together at least a week. I ordered a Ballon, a one-to-one, American-made, new old stock. And what else did I get today? Well, in memoriam, everybody tip your hat, Robert broke his bowfang. Yes, I did. I found out that when you put a Nagoya antenna or a Nagoya knockoff, it don't quite screw down tight against the body. I'll let it drop for a second. There's a little bit of wiggle. Well, this is one of the original bowfangs that's been rode hard and put away wet already several times. And so Robert's up there rag-chewing with a fella from Denver, North Carolina. Actually, a police officer who was pulling people who were running school bus stop signs. And I was just kind of doodling and noodling and shaking that thing. And I broke the SMA connector. So it can be fixed. I'm just not the best sorterer out there. But not to be, you know, disappointed, I just ordered me another one. And I'm thinking about getting me a TYT-8800 with the crossband repeater, since I quite ain't up to spending the money on a Yazoo or Kenwood. That's pretty much what I've done today. Nothing else, other than arguing with T-Mobile again.
I like you spend most of your time arguing with those people. But I hate that you broke your little Bofang. Yeah, they are that way, and don't worry about the Bofangs. And you're talking about the Kenwoods and the Yaesus. I broke a Yaesu VX5R. Broke the SMA connector on it. So don't ask me how I did it, because I don't know. But I did. Of course, it supposedly was mil specs and all of this stuff. You could drop it and all of this. Well, you don't drop it from the height that I dropped it from, and it land on the antenna, and, bumbles bounce, and that one bounced, and it broke when it bounced.
I really hate SMA connectors. They're too small. You can't tell what gender they are without a magnifying glass. And they're just wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. At least give me a good old Alinco BNC.
Well, they probably make a SMA connector to BNC. I'm sure they do. They make them for everything else.
To the board. I'm not talking about adapters. We need to go back to good, solid stuff. But then again, they won't break, and then we'd keep it forever, and the company wouldn't sell us a new one every 5 years.
That's what the name of the game is buy it, throw it away, and get you a new one.
Basically coined it planned obsolescence.
Planned obsolescence, or they wouldn't be able to put out all these new radios and stuff every year. That VX5R, I told you that I broke it. It's discontinued. They no longer make it anymore. It's a good little radio. I enjoyed it. It's a tri-bander. It does 2 meter, 440, and 6 meter, and I had a lot of fun with it while it was working, but then I broke it, so it's sitting over here on the workbench. I started to take it apart, and I said, no, I'm not even going to take the screws out of the back of it, because I won't be able to see the stuff on the inside, even with my magnifying glass.
I don't know what Chinesium they've mixed in with the Japanese and Korean parts, and heck, they might jump out. You know, who knows what will happen to them, create a hazard. But, if I had a radio like that, see, that's another reason I buy it cheap. If I break it, then I don't cry too much. And that little radio was reliable for what it was. And like I said, I'll get another one, because all I do is just listen to the 440 repeater on it here in Clinton. Well, I said I had another announcement. Let me let it drop for a second. This is a non-radio announcement, but since we celebrate with radio our First Amendment, let's give some kudos to someone who helps defend our country and our Second Amendment. Federal ammunition of Anoka, Minnesota, turns 100 years old this month. And they employ 1,400 people on 175 acres of land and a 750,000 square foot warehouse in Anoka, making ammunition for our military and also our average citizen. In fact, they're the largest ammunition manufacturer in the world. And although they don't really tell you, millions of projectiles for civilian and military use come out of that factory every single day. So that's just kind of a milestone of something. And, I kind of like, as my second hobby, the radio. I kind of like to mention some, get all that in yet. Over.
No, you didn't quite get it all in there, Robert. It dropped out on you.
Well, my heat-o-meter came on the fist of aluminum here, so I had to shut it off, and now I don't have the voltage to keep going. But anyway, kudos to Federal Ammunition celebrating 100 years this month. So that's all I had to say tonight. All y'all going up to Shelby tomorrow. Y'all don't get into the shenanigans. You wait till I get there Saturday to start them. So have a good one, everyone. 73s, and we'll say KD4 SRR, clear and back to the net.
All righty, Robert. I'm sorry you're warming up down there, but congratulations to the ammunitions manufacturer up there that's celebrating 100 years this month. That is a milestone, and they got a lot of folks up there working for them, and they're doing a fine job, and we appreciate everything that they do for us. But you take care down there, and if you're going to be in Shelby on Saturday, like I told them a while ago, according to the weather, procrastinators and forecasters, you know, them crazy people over there, there's about a 50% chance of rain on Saturday, and then it's supposed to go, it's up. Last time I looked, it was over, it was like 70% for Sunday, so take you an umbrella or raincoat just in case. That won't slow the festivities down much, but just be careful and have a good time. Enjoyed it, Robert. You take care, and we'll do it again next time around. 73 there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.